Hemingway's France, Images of the Lost Generation, by Winston Conrad. Copyright 2000, by Winston S. Conrad. This unabridged recording of the reading of Hemingway's France, Images of the Lost Generation, was published by arrangement with Winston Conrad, and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audiobooks, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Tom Parker. This book is 154 pages long. Hemingway's France, Images of the Lost Generation, by Winston Conrad. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. Ernest Hemingway's literary ambitions took root in France in the 1920s among some of the most extravagantly creative artists of the 20th century. Pablo Picasso, Georges Braque, James Joyce, T.S. Eliot, Gertrude Stein, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Ezra Pound, Cole Porter, Sergei Diaghilev, and others were drawn to the left bank of the Seine in Paris after World War I. Hemingway joined them, and with the publication of his book The Sun Also Rises, which epitomized Paris during the jazz era, became one of the most powerful forces in their vortex of talent and experimentation. Winston Conrad's compelling text and contemporary color photographs in Hemingway's France are complemented by vintage black-and-white photos and illustrations that beautifully illuminate Hemingway's life during the Lost Generation years, during World War II, and during his visits to France in the 1950s. Hemingway's France also follows Hemingway to the sun-drenched south of France, where he developed material.